The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Alrighty, let's get ready to sail the seven seas of comedy. With my brother being an advice show for the modern era, brought to you by Pirates of the Caribbean
now,
on Stranger Tides.
One second. Pretty sure that movie did.
Yo ho ho!
Did not come out this week.
And a bottle of Sprite.
Yo ho ho! And a bottle of Lofts. This is just. I'm Justin Macker.
What's that on the horizon? It's Chuckles. Chuckles ahoy!
I'm your captain, pirate, Black Justin.
No. And I am the first mate, Travis.
And I'm Davy Jones Coulier, he's the dark pirate of comedy.
Cut it out or you walk the plank.
So we're three pirates of comedy. We've sailed under Jack Sparrow for lo these many years aboard the Black Pearl, taking in his tutelage. And this is a theme podcast.
His high seas tutelage.
This is brought to you, of course, by the new Disney picture. I think it's going to be a big smash. It's Pirates on Stranger Tides. We in the know just call it Pirates, because what else could you be talking about?
I call it P4. Because I'm a real fan.
Yeah.
You going to P4 this weekend? Oh, you know it.
I thought the real fans didn't count three, so this would technically be P3 in the canon.
In the canon, spell with two N's, because we're just so crazy about pirate ships.
Yeah, all aboard for hilarity. This is a advice show, of course, obviously. We take your questions and turn them like using the magic of the mysterious island of Tortuga into wisdom.
Like the witchcraft of Tia Dalma.
Here we go.
A torch of destiny. I'm just going to say that every time somebody... Yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend refuses to make decisions. From things like, what should we do, eat, watch tonight? If you're still figuring out what to watch tonight, why is it just Pirates of the Caribbean 4 on Stranger Tides, P4? To things like, where would you like to go on vacation? Or which apartment should we lease? Tortuga. Tortuga is the spot. I get
Tortuga's
the same.
Tortuga's also a great apartment.
I get the same up to you, matey, response. I try to counter with, no, it's up to you this time, or similar. But at some point, a decision has to be made. How can I force my girlfriend to decide on things from time to time to also indecisive in Coral Springs? Make her walk the plank. That's yep. A.
Step one.
Step one. Here's an interesting idea. Here's something that's going to kind of blow your mind. She already has told you. Like as not, she has already told you where she wants to eat. But now it's a puzzle that you've got to piece together from, like, the past 2 days. Like, you have to reassemble the clues.
So are you saying, like, if she mentioned, like, sushi the day before... You need to say sushi.
Why? When she says, oh, whatever you want, in her head, she's screaming, remember when I said sushi? Please remember when I said sushi.
Is it? Is that really that special to her, you think? Just is it what? More special that he remembers that, like, a week ago they watched P4? And so, like, now
that she wants seafood,
wants Long John Silver's.
Well, I think it's broader than that. Where I think it's like, you need to remember that she's allergic to shellfish and not take her to Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm. Well, bitch, I don't think he's going to take her to a place where it's going to kill her.
Well, God, I would hope not.
That's probably implied in, like, the off-the-table choices. Like, Just like I don't go to the stab restaurant anymore because I hate getting stabbed. Like, God, it'll probably be the same thing.
Oh, but their croutons are so good.
Oh, they are so good. They do that thing with the herbs. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. It's something in the oil, and it's delicious, and it almost makes getting chipped worth it.
I'll tell you what it is. It's before they serve that oil, they stab it.
Yeah.
They stab the oil, and it really opens it up.
If they do, if you do carry out, they'll just cut your inner thigh like someplace easy to hide,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not super deep, more like a surface.
Which I appreciate that.
But yeah,
I think we can't go to that restaurant anymore.
No,
yeah, I don't care how good this crouton.
I go to that restaurant just to feel.
Mm-hmm. Can we go to Shooties instead?
Shooties is good. There is a surprisingly high prices though, mm-hmm. Which for a restaurant where you get shot a lot, I don't understand
that.
Exactly.
Can we go to Some of This Food Is Poisoned?
That used to be way better, but it got out by Denny's, and now it's way too corporate. Yeah. I would
they got
say
all
less
that fake kitsch on the wall where it's not like, you know, it's like take my wife, please, ha ha ha.
You know how Denny's has Baconalia now?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that was an innovation inspired by Some of This Food Is Poison.
Oh. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Some of this
little food facts for you.
Some of This Food Was Poison. The challenge there was actually the best and last episode of Man vs. Food. I miss him still. I don't know why their challenge was to eat all the poison food, and I don't know why he accepted it. Mm-hmm. But here we are. Also, indecisive in Coral Springs. That is part one of the advice. Part two is just start to side, my man.
I would suggest this. Maybe purposefully make some wrong choices until she steps up her game.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying like when she's like, where do you want to eat? Just be like, McDonald's. Every time.
Travis,
until she's like, maybe I'll decide tonight. And you're like, okay.
You know that they're our sponsor this week, right?
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kidding. Go to say, well, just take her out for...
because it's delicious.
Go get some Big and Tasties and shove them in your mouth.
So, go ahead and make those choices. It may just be hard for her to decide, and that's a facet of her personality that you've got to sort of learn to incorporate. And but also listen to her, because she will probably drop hints if you pay attention. And a lot of times that's more important than what the food ends up being is sort of knowing that you were there for her.
And maybe rather than like one of you making a decision, you can provide options and be like, well, would you rather have, are you thinking like sushi, or are you thinking like maybe go to like a steakhouse or something, and then let her say, well, I'm not really feeling in the mood for sushi, and make it a discussion rather than one of you has to make the decision.
Break right up with her.
Okay, that would be a decision. Certainly.
Life is too short to suffer indecisive people. Just tell me what you want, Catherine.
What you really want.
I'm 30-year-old dude in rural Kentucky, and I have a hard time meeting and maintaining relationships with women because I'm an open atheist. I'm not confrontational about my lack of belief, but I don't hide it either. Whenever a prospective lady friend asks if I will go to church with her, or just how much I love the sweet Lord baby Jesus, I have to tactfully answer in the negative. Then I get dumped. At this point, it has gotten demoralizing. I know the remedy for my love life would be more urban and educated area, but I'm unwilling to leave my family in the lurch just so I can have some female companionship. What say you, Brothers Three? Can you shed some insight on my lack of apostate loving, Wes?
I think you should move to a more rural area.
Yeah, why do people always eliminate the super easy options? Like, we could just knock this out of the park. Like, you need to move to where there are more people like you, like, in your situation.
Or learn to keep your mouth shut.
Kind of.
One of those two things.
Mouth shut. Hey, how about this? When people start talking about how much they love Jesus, why don't you just go in the other room and make yourself, I don't know, whatever atheists eat. Like, make yourself that.
An empty sandwich.
Now you guys are ignoring the easiest solution, which is to accept the love of sweet Jesus baby in your heart.
Jesus came on a rocket ship and landed in Kansas, these 33 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was raised by Mom Pa Kent to save us all from Krypton and from Lex Luthor. And I think we should all believe in him because he's flying up above us, waving down.
In space.
And also Green Lantern is there.
Green Lantern's hanging out with him. Who's that? Thor is hanging out and then having God talk.
Yeah.
Just chat my about three gods. Stuff.
My three gods are Green Lantern, Superman, and
that's
Thor.
My favorite TV show.
It's my
three gods. Yeah. It's a pretty good show. Wes, there are many people that I know that I've known for I don't know, almost a decade, that I, if you put a gun to my head, could not tell me their religious beliefs.
Yep. That's the thing. You say you're not being confrontational, and I believe that you're not, but I also believe that you're maybe being more vocal about it than you have to be.
Yeah, you just got to keep your mouth shut about it. And, like, if you get to a point
So who else here hates Jesus, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That cross is a load of baloney, right? Like, what are you doing? Just keep your... Just don't talk about it. And that advice really, like, I kind of think that extends to everybody. Like, it's such a... If alcohol is a social lubricant, then religion is like social silly putty. It just gums up everything, and no real, like, super productive, fun talk can come out of that.
Because the thing is, once you bring it up, that's all you're talking about for, like, the next hour and a half till somebody gets up and walks away from the table.
Yeah. Here's what I think. If you're an atheist, it means you don't believe in any god. Make up a god. Another one. They got to respect that.
Yeah. And also, Wes, look at it this way. If you're with a girl that's going to break up with you because she believes something different than you, you don't want to be with her anyways.
But you're saying he's got to get his nut off. But he's got to get his nut off. And he doesn't know where to find girls that will take him. Get his nut off?
Pardon me?
He's got to get his seed out, and he can't find girls that...
His one... Is it his nut or his seed? You're throwing down a lot of arboreal references right now.
He's got to plant...
He's got to germinate some stamen and or pistils.
He's got to drop some sap on that bee.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, how about a Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me.
This one was sent in by Steve Lewis. Thank you, Steve Lewis. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Oh, great. Listen to the Easter platypus. Who asks, how long do you think it would take for someone wearing a Batman suit to be thrown out of the mall? Do you think he might get away with it for a couple minutes at least if he pretends to be there to promote something Batman related, so he hands out flyers or something?
Well, I think the factor we're ignoring there is the security guard assuming that that is Batman.
Yeah, he could just be like, oh, thank God, somebody to help me carry the burden.
Mm-hmm. Holy fuck, guys. Batman Paul Blart crossover comic. Coming this fall from Dark
Paul Horror. Blart, Dark Knight.
Crisis on Infinite Sandwiches. I like the image of this guy, like, fervently typing this into his phone as he walks into the mall in a Batman costume. I try it. Guys, listen.
Update. 23 minutes.
23 minutes. No one has taken me out yet. I honestly think that if you showed up to the mall dressed as Batman, the amount of time you could walk around dressed as Batman is infinite. I don't think anybody's going to be like, get out of here, Batman.
Yeah, in this crit. Now, unless you're like Batman with like a crotchless costume, like you're not getting booted out of the mall for dressing like Batman.
Do they sell
you're
going
to get looked. I don't want to talk about it.
Let me reach in my utility belt. Oops. What's this? It's my bat
I only got one tool, but it's good for everything. This is my utility dong.
I can't tell you how happy I am right now picturing Batman in Bed Bath & Beyond. Like,
with his dick hanging out?
Where are your facial scrubbers?
No, why are you thinking about Batman with his dick hanging out, Travis?
This isn't the loofah I deserve, but it's the loofah I need.
Why are you in the mall in a Batman costume, sir? Pardon me, sir. Can you explain your whole situation to me? Like, starting.
I'm not
from
trying
beginning.
To kick you out. I'm worried about you.
I just want to know. Like, I wanna get to the bottom of this. You're the world's greatest detective, and I want you to explain this mystery to me.
Why are you in Petland?
Why are you in Petland, Batman? If I see Batman, I'm running the opposite direction because wherever he is, the Penguin can't be far behind.
He knows what shadows hide in the hearts of men.
Yeah. Nope.
That's not it at all.
If you see a guy dressed as a shadow at the mall, oops, he's a hobo. That's your mistake. That's on you. If he tries to control your mind, well, they all have to.
Can we go back and just really explore that Paul Blart Mall Cop Batman crossover? Because I think there's a lot of room for.
So, are you talking like Paul Blart as Batman, or like a team up power?
I'm talking about team up. I'm talking about a matchup, maybe, but maybe like Bane comes in and breaks Batman's back, and then Paul Blart has to put on the mantle. Only it doesn't fit because Christian Bale's like cut and ripped, and Kevin James is like super fat.
And there's like a montage of like him trying to fit it into the costume to the sound of like, I don't know, maybe Brick House or something.
I think it would just be like a tuba. yeah.
And also for some reason, Jonah Hill is his sidekick.
Okay.
Yeah, Jonah Hill would be his Robin.
Well, could we do Robin? We might get extra comedy if it's Batgirl. It's, hey, Jonah Hill's cross-dressing you guys. What if we get Alicia Silverstone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of on the nose, but I guess we could get her.
I mean,
what's she doing?
I think it would be interesting if we did like Batman colon Generations, and so we had, had Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl, and we had Christian Bale, and then
so you're saying
DeVito Penguin.
Okay,
all these guys are fighting a war of crime inside of Paul Blart's mall.
Okay. And it turns out that Paul Blart is Batman from the future.
Yeah. Like,
so they will pass, if I understand your Generations concept,
really?
What you're saying is that at some point in the narrative, Batman will become unable to do his job, and he will pass the suit on to Paul Blart,
who will fit
into it in a tuba music. And then Batgirl will become incapacitated, and Jonah Hill will have to take the Batgirl costume and rise up as Batgirl. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is Bane has two knees. He's gonna crack Christian Bale, gonna crash through Silverstone, and then where are those cowls going other than the sweet and chubby heads of Jonah Hill and Kevin James?
Okay. What happens at the pink? Do they fight the same penguin, or does the penguin get passed on to somebody else?
The penguin's played by Ed Helms.
The penguin gets passed on to Ed Helms. Bane is the Hulk. Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
I want you to know right now I'd see this movie.
I would watch. Why? Where are the advertisements for a movie like this? Why can't this be the sort of thing
I would watch? I would watch a Batman movie that is nothing but 2 hours of Arnold Schwarzenegger making Mr. Freeze puns.
Chill. I'm going to Orange Julius.
I hope they put ice in my drink. Like, that's the level of puns that we're talking about. Saying ice in different ways.
I'm going to Jared to get some ice. I mean ice. Diamonds.
It was ice to meet you.
Yeah, that's actually one that they say in the movie.
Oh, burn in hell, really? Mm-hmm. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for Cold Stone ice cream. Can you cut more ice into my ice cream? That's my mix in. I had an illegitimate child. Oh, that's who Mr. Freeze can be. Mr. Freeze can be played by Arnold Schwarzenegger's 10-year-old love baby.
The baby Schwartz? Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that, baby Schwartz. Is that 10? Is that thing 10?
It's 10. Somewhere out there, there's like a supercut 10-year-old just getting real.
What is his future?
10 years, though. That's good job.
Getting cast in a major Hollywood movie.
No, I'm saying 10 years, keeping a secret love child on the down low for 10 years?
Oh, Travis.
He's already got a job in Batman Generations.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 10 years old.
On the flip side, maybe he's right now walking around a wall wearing a Batman costume and sitting in questions of Yahoo.
What is the best thing in life? To maybe see a boob someday. Hey, NBNB AM, I have a problem. Whenever I meet a lady, I'm usually very funny. Oh, good. That lasts for a few months until it becomes more serious, at which I'm extremely nice but dull. Now, I was never not nice to the ladies, but when it is less serious, I worry less about offending them. How do I bring back the funny but not offend them? Gmail.
Wait, do you realize there's a difference between when like a relationship gets serious and when you have to get serious. You can still be funny.
Nope.
It's not like we're dating now. Let's talk about death.
It's like putting on like comedy sweatpants. You just give up. Like, no more comedy makeup or comedy curling your hair. You're just you're just laying out some clunkers and calling it a day.
So are we dating now? Because I'm just about out of Napoleon Dynamite references.
Love only makes you less funny. That is okay. Why I have remained single for so many years. It's for the show.
He's a chuckle monk, basically.
I am a chuckle monk. I am silly, but...
silly, but... Boy.
I need to go write that down real quick.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Hey, I got another pun I came up with.
What's that?
Check this one out. Diabetes.
Hey,
you
right?
Fucker.
You fucker. Pretty good?
Pretty good. Yeah, that's for real. If I would lose the jokes. I would pull a fucking Eddie Murphy, holy man, like full-on 180 career shift.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're doing Haunted Mansion and Meet Dave.
Uh-huh.
That's
why? Because I've got kids now. Hey, kids, come laugh at Haunted Mansion. What's this? Beverly Hills Cop? No, put that down. Put that down.
Kids are the kryptonite to a funny career. Did Mike Myers get kids before he did Love Guru? Is that what happened?
It would explain a lot. I think that's so true when you see a movie and it's like, I want to do something my kids could watch. It's like, why do your kids want to watch shitty stuff?
Yeah.
Why are you letting them watch? You know what? You know what, Eddie Murphy? If you want your kids to be cool, let them watch Trading Places, because that would make for a cool kid.
When I become a movie star and I make a shitty movie, my explanation in the interview is going to be, I wanted to make something that I could make my kids watch when they misbehave.
I need to have a punishment tool.
Well, now you have to watch Meet Dave.
You sit
with
down.
Your friends. Your friends are going to watch it with you.
You sit down. You're getting you wrote on the walls with crayons. You're watching Pluto Nash.
Come on in here.
Strap in.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
We're doing a back-to-back of RV followed by RV. And then I'm just going to talk to you for 30 minutes. Because nothing could be worse than that. Ugh. Hey, speaking of this is what your pattern in relationships is the exact same tack adopted by Robin Williams in The American Public. You try to be funny for like the first third, and then you just give up and sort of plunk it.
I think we've talked about this before, but it's the idea of if you are putting on like a personality to impress someone in the beginning of your relationship, eventually you're going to drop that. Just be yourself from the get-go. And if yourself is funny, be funny for like the rest of your life. You don't have to stop being funny.
It's such a hassle, though. Be funny forever. Can't do it, man.
Well, if you're not funny, then don't be funny. Like, don't try to be funny in the beginning. Don't wear yourself out. Just be like, hey, this is me. I'm kind
of
boring.
In the beginning of every relationship, you should always sell yourself short. You should always...
So, like, under-promise, over-deliver?
Under-deliver, don't promise. Zero promises. And then, like, half-ass delivery. And then you can pick up the speed. You can pick up the pace as it goes along. And then they'll be like, you're just getting funnier. And it's like, you think.
You're just getting better and better. I was unsure about staying with you at the beginning. But now, woof.
In the immortal words of Wide Life, all things just keep getting better about you, Jerry. Kiss my boobs.
Get over here right now and kiss on
just
these boobs.
Just smack 'em.
I have two big bags of blood on the front of my body that need some kissing, and it's time for you to do them, man.
Is that what they are?
Do that?
Yeah. No, they're fat sacks.
I've never WebMD'd it, but I would like to know what's going on in there.
It's just
blood,
blood and milk.
How come when vampires bite people, they don't bite them right on the boob?
Because that's inappropriate, Griffin.
Yeah, you can't show that on TV. Then, Jesus.
Hey, how about a Yahoo answer question?
Yeah, let's do that.
This one was sent in by Sarah Westlake. Thank you, Sarah Westlake. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jack 1081, who asks, how much fart can you store in a typical large glass jar?
What?
Such as the sort you buy pickles in. We are assuming...
Such as the sort.
This is what we're assuming, you guys.
Okay.
We are assuming that you've got a vacuum seal with the right equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that the seal's broken is when you're sitting on the receptacle and ready to fart. A flat mechanical lid slides open. The machine sucks fart in and immediately closes the lid.
Oh, God! Oh, like a postal, like, pneumatic tube. Like, got that fart. Oh, Jesus.
We're basically, you know that thing in Ghostbusters, the trap? the proton trap or whatever. We're talking about that, but for flatulence.
So like a really big Twinkie full of farts.
Well.
Oh, God.
That's a gross mental image.
I think this person, like, hey, FBI, if you need a heads up on the dirty people that are going to, like, steal toddlers and dress them up and make them do mock pageants in their basement, like, this is the person. Like, this is the person that will do that. You need to get them. Go get them.
I think there's a time in every person's life where they think about how many farts would fit inside something, and that time is like 4 years old.
Yeah. I wonder if I could fart into my toy train and then keep it there forever. Like, oh, you can't.
All aboard the Fart Express. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Get it?
Dummy. A Yahoo Answers user, Bacon Lover, responded. In a typical glass pickle jar, you can fart as many times as you want, but it's impossible to fill it up 100% of the way with farts. Too much fart will escape when you try to close the jar after farting in it. According to my estimations, you can fill it up about 42% of the jar with farts.
What?
According to my calculation, didn't this guy already tell the plan of how he's not going to let the farts escape?
He's got a secret plan to keep the farts inside.
What fucking estimations are you doing? What equation?
Let me just punch the numbers here into my calc, and
it looks like 42%.
A little bit less than half is what you're gonna get in that jar.
You're gonna get in that jar. It's gonna be around 42% farts. Actually, it's funny. 42% farts is actually the first component of Avril Lavigne's new perfume. It's 42% part farts, 29% sandalwood, 11%. The smell of newborn babies, and about 8% patchouli.
Are these Avril Lavigne's farts, or are we dealing with No.
They get them from Indonesia.
These
kids.
These are Pete Wentz farts. Get these out of here.
Whatever you do, do not buy like the CVS knockoff version. It smells like Avril Lavigne's farts.
No, it's Mandy Moore's farts. Mm-hmm. You don't want that.
Why are you doing this, guy?
Hey guy. I have a better Yahoo question.
What is it?
Why are you doing this?
Listen,
why are you doing this?
I'm a pretty nostalgic guy, and I like to have little treasures from the past. But
you know what, guys? If I've learned one thing from the Super Collider, sometimes science is just for science's sake.
You think this is a science project?
At this point, his wife has left him. He's lost custody to his kids, but he has got to answer this question for science's sake.
I think it's more amazing that he's invented an apparatus that lets you fill a container with gas without letting the previous gas out of the container.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How do you differentiate? Because science says that there's displacement going on in there, right? Like, you put the fart gas in, and it lets non-fart gas out. But how do you... How do you differentiate between the two?
Answer that, and you get the Nobel.
One will be brown.
You think one will be brown, you think it'll be dense with farticles, and then...
Exactly.
We're looking for the God farticle here, Griffin. Yeah.
I think that this is his life's work. That's the important thing is not the important thing is that it'll be done. Like, there's not done out of a practical application.
Yeah.
I think
this isn't for him. This is for his kids.
If you look at his tombstone, it's going to say, "Here lies Greg, as it turns out, about 29 farts." 1960 to 2011. If we're lucky, he will be dead.
How pissed off are those CERN guys going to be if, by inventing a perfect fart storage apparatus, this guy actually discovers the Higgs boson particle and not them?
The Higgs boson particle, of course.
The Higgs boson particle. Like, oh, you guys built like a 35-mile-long tube that costs you like $1 trillion? That's cool. I just farted in this jar. Oops, the God element found it. Big bang. Made it in this jar. I have my own little tiny universe.
Talk about a big bang.
I think on that note, it's time to take a trip together, just three brothers going on a journey to the moon. grab it, here we take it. Who's going with it? Who's in the trunk? Cut up in pieces.
Whoa.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God.
Well, riding shotgun in the RV on the trip to the Money Zone is Lacey Harbor, soon to be Lacey Smith. She wants to send out a special wedding gift message to her fiancé and soon-to-be husband, Brian.
Brian with a Y.
Yeah, he's hip.
It's mysterious.
He's down.
He's hip with a Y.
When is there? When can we expect their nuptials?
They're getting married on June 4th of this year to Brian.
That's like next. That's like next fucking week.
Yeah. Oh
my God. God, are you guys nervous? Cold feet? You got cold feet?
I got cold feet.
Yeah. What's what are they into? What's their deal?
Well, he received a master's in science by inducing E. coli to produce. No, I read that wrong. Inducing E. coli to produce human hemoglobin.
Oh, man, you read that so wrong. I've been inducing E. coli to produce. You'll never catch me. You'll never take me alive, fruit cops.
Enjoy that bok choy, motherfucker.
He's a super good at Super Meat Boy. He is sadly allergic to black pepper.
That's the best kind of pepper that there is, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you can have, oh, you think you can have white pepper? Because that's good.
It is.
Isn't that just salt?
Isn't salt? He proposed to me on top of Guadalupe Peach, Justin, in Texas.
Where did he propose to Lacey?
That must have been so special for you.
He even made her a special meal to eat at the top because he's a great cook, except for he uses kind of a light hand with the black pepper because it would kill him.
I want to blow your guys' mind and say he saved for 2 years to buy the
ring.
That's
the trick. Yep. 2 years' salary. I always say that.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
You'll know. Travis, one of these days you're going to make that magic leap. And you are going to know the kind of sacrifice.
I can't save 2 weeks' salary.
I know. It's because you spend all of it on pancake materials. Stuff to make pancakes with.
And jars.
So congratulations to you guys, and especially to Brian, for whom we are a gift, a treasured gift.
You're welcome, Brian.
Keep forever. our other message comes from Ben Suija, and he submits that we should officially come out in support of Luminous Electric in Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's right. They are skilled electricians serving homeowners, contractors, and commercial customers in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
Christ.
Yes.
What do you need? What do you need?
What do you need? You need updated electrical panels in older homes? Whatever. Done.
Check mark.
How are your electrical issues? Oh, you have them? We will solve them for you.
Check mark.
Lighting design and installation?
Check mark.
Free estimates?
Probably.
Do you want to have flashlights installed in your hands, like a superpower?
Yeah. Or maybe a light bulb eyes.
Do you want to replace your veins with wires?
Yes. Can I replace my heart with a ticking clock?
Yes.
Turn yourself into a mechanical man.
Some sort of mechano-man with Luminous Electric.
Luminous Electric will turn you into a mechano-man. Honestly, if you live in the Twin Cities area and you're listening to this and you do not hire these motherfuckers, what's wrong with you? This is like the best electricians ever. Can you imagine how awesome that would be?
What? I mean, okay, what else is there to do in Minneapolis, St. Paul other than get turned into a robot and then have like robot races?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they will transform. They might say at first, like, I don't understand what you're saying, and we can't transform.
They have to say that because the FDA.
Yes.
You're right. All right, and the FBI.
The code word is French Stewart.
Yeah, you say French Stewart, and
give me
will,
a full-on French Stewart.
Give me the French Stewart.
Are you saying, wait, holy shit. Is he a mechanical man?
He is a malfunctioning mechanical man. His light bulb eyes don't work.
No.
So that's, go to luminouselectric.com, and you can just hire them. Just get them. And I honestly, if you listen to this and you don't choose them as like your cool electrician, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Justin.
So, yeah.
You're going to need to jingle it up, and you have so much to go on here.
On a mountaintop on Guadalupe Peak, made the decision, and with his mouth he speaked. shit. I take you, Lacey, to be my bride. And I want some robot parts inside. I want to take you down the aisle with super robot strength. Hold your hand. Try not to crush it. Thanks, Luminous Electric, for making me a robot man. Half love, half husband, all robot hero, Brian. Electro Brian.
I said clap. Clap for me. Go crazy. So thanks to Electro Brian and Luminous Electric and the wonderful Lacey Harbor, soon to be Lacey Smith, for taking everybody to the money zone. I got a question here. I'm a graduating high school senior. I don't want to go to my ceremony. The reason is that I have not made any good memories in high school. When I look at all these people, I think of how horrible some of them treated me. Some of my old best friends have ganged up on me a lot last year and bullied me, saying backhanded comments all the time, like I'm ugly. And they act like I was beneath them. Our school has said that if it's all right if we don't want to walk the stage, but I know that graduating is a big deal to my parents. I don't know how to tell them that I don't want to go. I don't know what excuse to make up. Should I just not go and tell them I forgot? Hey, Mom and Dad.
Oops.
Was that today?
Was that today? That's from Kelly in California.
You already dropped. I know you already dropped a hundo on your Jostin's robe. Like,
yeah, you had.
Did all three of us walk? Did you walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta walk in high school. Yeah. I didn't walk in college. It took me 5 years to get through. I wasn't gonna be like, I finally did it, Mom and Dad. I got my acting degree in 5 years. I did it.
I think that this is one of those things that I look back. I'm glad that I did everything that like I could in high school, so I don't like look back and go, man, I wish I'd gone to prom or I wish I'd walked the stage.
You did all of the requisite high school-y shit.
Yes.
What you're saying is there's no sense in skipping this seminal experience that is just like this one time it'll happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like you can be snarky about it, but it is a big deal. Like graduating high school it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a big deal, and you know, like, don't think of it as like I'm going to miss high school so much. Think of it as you rose above these fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Who are trying to keep you down, and you're about to go into college where everything is cool, or go into the real world where everything is equally cool and nothing sucks as bad as what you just went through.
You know, that's a great, like, Kelly, it ain't about them.
Yeah, it's about you. You did it.
You killed it. You know, they tried to keep you down, and you fucking won.
You know what the high school graduation rate is in this country right now? It's like
8.
It's like 8%.
It's like 8%. And Kelly, you beat the odds. You're not in that the stupid 92, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in that group. You're going for it. You're going for it's like you set your mind on a goal, much like Captain Jack Sparrow set his mind on the goal of retrieving the Black Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've gotten your Black Pearl, so you're going to walk across the stage and take your victory lap. You did it.
And shoot Barbossa.
Mm-hmm. Shoot Barbossa.
On the stage.
Only
metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically speaking, shoot Barbossa when he's flesh, not a flesh man.
Take a gold piece. Take the bloom from the cursed chest.
Yep.
Get the zombie monkey.
Gain immortal life. Like, yeah. What else do you need to know?
Also, this is really special to your parents, and it's one of the... There are things in your life that you will always be faced with, like, this is something you are doing for them and for you, but not for your asshole ex-friends and those people. This is for you and your parents.
I'm saying, fuck your parents. I'm saying, this is Kelly time. You get on that stage, and you let everyone know how you feel about them. Like,
and maybe give your principal an extra hard handshake.
Give him a turn towards all of your shitty classmates and just get your dick out and be like, bite it. And be like, bite this wiener.
No.
Not this at all. Gotta do something like super memorable that'll get on TV.
How is that not memorable?
Just turn around and be like, make sure to listen to my brother me. It's NBNBAM.com. Goodbye.
Maybe just yell, San Dimas High School football rules.
So, Kelly, this is for you. It's not about them. Fuck those guys. This is your time, and you won. You succeeded. You triumphed. And now it's time to...
Oh, my God. Shit is about to get so good for you.
Oh, Kelly, yeah. It gets
the
so
next 4 years of your life, he's going to absolutely rule. A switch is about to flip.
A rad switch. An awesome switch.
So, guys, I was reading Cosmo.
Don't do that.
Sure.
Like I do.
Like you do.
And I bypassed... there was one article that I really wanted to read, and it was 17 things you don't know about your vagina, because it sounded mysterious, and I want to know what my vagina's up to. But I bypassed that for 25 surprising things that turn men on.
Okay.
Now, the terrible, stupid thing that Cosmo has done here is they ask guys to submit them on Twitter.
Okay.
So these are straight up submissions.
Before we start, can I say that the thing that turns me on most in this world is exploring the secrets of the vagina, the 17 dark secrets.
What your vagina does when you're not around.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites on this list. Number 2 is that early in the morning or tired at night phone voice. Which translates to me of like, can we please just go to bed?
Hey.
Why are you up so early?
Hey, baby.
Daniel.
Is this
secretly turning you on?
Number 3, girls who swim.
Like mermaids?
I guess.
She's just moist all the time. She smells like chlorine. I love it.
She's the best.
Number 8, all caps, paying for your own dinner.
Got a major boner. She pulls out that Visa and this boner just jumps right off.
You should see when the guy at Chili's is like, is this together or separate? She's like, together, but he's with me.
Ugh.
I'm using my early in the morning voice.
These aren't things dudes like about women, right? These are turn-ons. These are, I am
made erotic horny. By this.
I am eroticized when you pay at Chili's.
Number 10, at No Good Ward says, if you can spin around while you're riding it.
Fuck it being your office chair, right? And not your penis, because that's not possible.
Yay!
These are secret things that turn 11-year-olds on.
I bet I like when you squeeze it super hard until stuff comes out, I think.
Number 12, a chick that will play PS3 with me.
Sitting on it, spinning.
Number 13, what turns Brad Paramore says, if you smell nice. You smell nice?
Smell I good, baby. Do. Smell like chlorine. Can you spit around on it for me?
Number 17, good credit.
Fuck you.
Fucking
what?
Stop it.
Good credit.
Good Polo credit.
Scott says good credit.
How do you, like...
Hey, listen.
Like, how do you... If you're reading Cosmo and you read that, how do you not just, like, tear that bitch in half like the power team and just give it up?
Listen, baby. We had a special night, and, you know, I'm trying to crush them guts to see if you can sit and spin, but first, I gotta get on freecreditreport.com and just, like, find out what you're working with. Is it in the 500s?
Do you have a PDF you could forward to
Can
me?
Can you forward me that? Listen, I'll crush. I'm ready. I'm raring to go. You paid for your dinner. I've had a boner since we left Applebee's. But first,
you smell real
you
nice.
You smell great. You've been swimming all day. But first, I just gotta know if we.
What's your score?
What's
your digits? Give me your digits.
Number 18, Manigault Music says toes dot dot dot. Well, cute toes,
bubbly toes.
No hobbit toes.
No hobbit toes for this guy. Hey, guess what? I talked to everybody. No on toes ever.
Well, okay, hold on. Wait. I don't think there's such a thing as good toes, but there's definitely such a thing as bad toes. If you have dirty small fingers down there, I don't want to even be a part of your production.
Get your foot fingers away from my shit.
You're saying that like it's like a. You can only go down with toes.
I've never looked at toes and been like, boner. But, like, I have seen toes and been like, never boner. Like, never again a boner. Nary a boner.
It's like, if you're not going to say, oh, that girl's got a nice back. But if she doesn't have a back, you're going to
You are just a front. How did you do that? Yeah. The physics of it.
How is your scene happening? Because I do not understand it. Totally. Is there anything else? This fucking magazine. What are they doing? This is what our young ladies are reading.
Like, no. They're reading.
This
King
is honestly,
Cosmo.
I think that magazines like this are what causes the great divide between the sexes. Yeah. Stuff like what he doesn't want is for you to get really into the game and chug a beer. And it's like, how do you know that?
I don't want that.
I
just want a boo who can swim and spin on my dick.
I like it when we're swimming and she sits on it and spins in the water.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it to propel me forward like that.
That's called a jet ski.
A little James Bond mini sub. It's amazing.
We call that the Steamboat Willie.
toot all aboard. No, just me. Oh, sorry, guys. God. This is my Deborah boat.
We're going to make Proud Mary. Get in.
Oh, Christ. Okay, so Cosmo, I think you are the worst thing that is around. I think it's the worst thing that happens to this country.
Hey, how about a Yahoo? Ugh.
Yeah, sure.
This one was sitting by Golly Ayali, who has really outdone him or herself.
Itself.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Sarah, only it's spelled with like weird characters. I'm not going to get into it. Sarah asks, is my "we didn't start the fire" continuation decent?
What?
Okay, like what? It says decent. I know it's not good, and some parts don't flow well. But that's okay. It's supposed to be 1990 through 2009. I don't know about the 1990s, so there's a little lack of that.
What?
Ready?
What universe is this?
Are you ready?
Wait, Griffin, you've got to do it to music. You can't not do this to music.
I can do it a cappella.
Okay.
Okay, then I want you to go back and find the music and play it underneath it for me.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll try. Okay.
Are you ready?
Middle East, CSI, Twin Towers, Wi-Fi, eBay, Dan Brown, Sarah Palin, Global Warming, Madonna, Internet, Marijuana, Obama, Titanic, Harry Potter, Organic, Steroids, Animation, Cell Phones, Immigration, Facebook, Walmart, Google, Modern Art, E. coli, Bird Flu, Michael Jackson, Peter New, Hans Zimmer, Green Day, Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, God!
Wait.
Hold on.
Did you say Louis Gossett?
I don't think so.
Did I hear E. coli bird poop in there?
E. coli bird flu.
Bird flu. Okay.
Did they say Louis Gossett?
I don't think they said Louis Gossett.
Can you elucidate the last stanza for me again?
E. coli bird flu, Michael Jackson, Who Knew, Hans Zimmer, Green Day, Guantanamo Bay.
What? Okay. Hold on.
Who knew what?
Who knew what?
I guess that Michael Jackson was going to die. And if that is the case, then everybody.
Okay. My bigger problem with this is not about the flow of her lyrics, but more, do we live in a world where this gets updated like the encyclopedia? Like, at the end of a decade, it's like, well, we need to go back and add a couple stanzas. By the end of time, "We Didn't Start the Fire" is going to be 8 hours
it's
long.
It's going to be an epic poem written by poet laureate Billy Joel.
I'm glad somebody's stepping up here because, I don't want our school kids to be like, and then in the year was 1990, and after that, there is no more history.
I mean, Sarah touches on some good points here. I mean, definitely CSI and Twin Towers and Wi-Fi should all be sandwiched together like that.
Pretty much. They're pretty much like the same level of stuff, right?
Dan Brown definitely deserves to be remembered forever for his
And Hans Zimmer.
Who knew? Hans Zimmer?
Yeah, you know.
And Harry Potter's in there?
Harry Potter's in there.
He's up in the
mix.
I'm
down with that. That's a revolution.
That's great. Hans Zimmer? Like, what contribution of Hans Zimmer's are you honoring here? Like, did you feel, excuse me. He did the motion picture soundtrack for Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. So that makes perfect sense. He did that OST. So of course you're going to,
I mean, what are we forgetting here? There's got to be some other important events.
Like Iraq, Afghanistan, something like that.
Oh, said Middle
Pirates
East.
Of the Caribbean on Stranger's Tide.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Pirates of the Caribbean.
How about Robert Downey Jr.'s return to the screen? That's pretty that big, deal. Big deal.
Robert Downey Jr.'s return to the screen. Like, I don't think so.
Now, what about Grey's Anatomy and then the spinoff Private Practice?
Listen, here's what's... I'm looking through this, and I think my problem isn't... my problem is what didn't make the cut. So, like, Dan Brown made it, but not Hurricane Katrina. Like...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, Sarah Palin is up in the mix. Not 9/11, though. So...
No. Well, she said Twin Towers. Isn't that sort of shorthand for 9/11
Never
now?
Forget Twin Towers. It could be... See, it could be referring to the second Lord of the Rings movie.
It could not. No, it could not. Grey's Anatomy's made for you, Kung Fu Panda 1 and 2. There, I think that's better because it gets some like super important cultural stuff.
I think that it would be better if it was all just not like what happened in the world, but like a personal recount of your 1990 to 2009. So it's like, met a guy, we broke up, went to dinner, met some people, then I went to college and it was pretty cool. And it was just like a personal telling of stuff that happened in your life.
Can you explain to me the sort of sliding scale that puts going to dinner with some people and graduating college on the same import? Like,
it's a good dinner.
It wasn't a very good college.
Yeah. It wasn't a very good verse.
It was mostly a party school.
I graduated still a fool, and I went and got on Yahoo Answers with this song. So I want to hear Griffin's last question. Super quick, just sort of housekeeping stuff that we do every week. This is My Brother Me. Our website is mbmbam.com. Our FormSpring is formspring.me/ MBMBAM. Our email address is MBMBAM@MaximumFun.org. Those are all good methods to get in contact with us. If you want to get an ad at the Money Zone, should have said this back then, but you want to email Teresa@MaximumFun.org. That's Teresa with an H, of course. What else is going on? What's up?
Also, we haven't talked about it in a while, but listening parties. If you get a group of four or more together, let us know. We usually record on Saturday or Sunday. So if you need a listening party, you need to let us know like a week in advance.
Yeah. And we will try to get it done for you.
And you get a special greeting for your party, and we'll give you guys just like a little introduction. So that way if you got new people, they just get a little kind of special taste before the show starts.
The Cincinnati show is going to happen June 12th, and that's on Sunday. Going to be super duper fun. It's going to start at 8 o'clock at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. We got a great opener, Felicia Gillespie. You need to go Google her tracks and see her because she's super duper funny.
And also, the best bar in Cincinnati, Arnold's Bar and Grill, is opening up special for us and just us on Sunday night. So we're all going to be hanging out there after the show. So if you're in the area and you weren't able to get tickets to the show, you can come hang out with us afterwards at Arnold's. We'll probably be there about 10:30.
And if you weren't able to come to the show, hope may not be lost. We are next week, I think, we're going to have an opportunity for... I think 10 or so people, maybe a few less than that, to get tickets. But you're going to have to listen.
Gladiatorial blood match fight.
Yeah, last man standing.
Spears, nets, hammers, go.
And so, like, don't lose hope yet. Hang in there. Well, we might be able to accommodate you if you live in the area. Don't make special plans or anything, but we might be able to set you up. We got a new T-shirt coming soon. We're going to have available exclusively at live shows, like the Cincinnati show, the shows coming after, we're going to have, silk screened, Griffin? Is that accurate?
It is silk screened? Laser etched.
Screen printed, I think, maybe. Posters.
Carbonite. It is a carbon clone copy.
And once you see this image, you are going to poop your pants.
It is pants-shittingly awesome.
Justin Russo has really outdone himself. We love it when you talk about the show on Twitter, MBMBAM, hashtag.
Who's today's special guy?
Ian Johnson Music tore it up.
this week. Just he's going back through the back catalog and spreading the word to people.
Also, I want to talk about SS Kinto.
Okay.
Basically, he took our sampler, the YouTube sampler, bit.ly/itsmbmbam, and was trying to pimp us to like Louis C.K. and Joel McHale and Donald Glover. I appreciate it so much walking that fine, fine line.
Joel, thank you for listening to our show.
Hey, Joel. Welcome. And hey, guys, don't forget, and he did it right, but when you pimp us to people, when you say, hey, check out the show, include that sampler link, I think is maybe even better than our website link, because it's a really good entry point for people, and then they'll be down with it.
It's digestible.
It's digestible. Face Lauren is going back through the back catalog and listening to the whole show, and it's great. So we love you guys so much, and you are the reason that we keep doing this every week. Well, we would probably record it anyway, but you're the reason we release it.
I'm in it for the money.
Yeah, got to get that paper chase. And we got forums, MaximumFun.org. Go get it.
Here's our final question. It's sent in by Philip Smith. Thank you, Philip. It's by Yahoo Answers user Zena Zamore, who asked, can I legally change my birthday? I was born October 9th, and I would like to change it to Halloween.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Spinning around the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.